Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not sure where Lou's fat late ass is, and Mickey is attending a doubleheader at City Field. I think there's a Yankees versus Mets game, which means that he's got a nice giant New York boner that he's working on. There we go. There he is.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, babe. Am I the only one?
Yeah, no, it's you and Christy. Mickey, I'm not sure if he's
that what I think?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh. The only one that counts. Mickey may not be here. That he's attending a baseball game.
Really? The Hoover
or
the Hoover.
Two. I think it's the Yankees versus the Mets, actually.
Yeah. That's the keep hearing on the radio.
Because he has a life and he's doing things. Like...
I wouldn't call that a life. That would be.
Oh.
No. There's no life. It's not actually. It's not actually living. It's more like being undead. You know, he occasionally airs out his body in the presence of, you know, big sweaty baseball players. So I think that's pretty much it.
You know him better than I do. I mean, I would like to think he's like a decent stand-up guy, but apparently I'm mistaken.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Hey now.
What up? We're just talking shit, buddy.
I told you I was probably going to be late.
I was explaining to them what you were doing. I don't think that prevents anyone from talking shit about you. I mean, we were
not at all. But when I got your text, I was like, dude.
I sent a mass. No, I know where you were. I sent out a mass text to all three of you guys.
Okay.
When you're not on the show, I say, where the fuck
cool.
are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Party
all the time.
I mean, I know Christy is probably giving birth, but that's no excuse at this point.
Right.
Actually, I'm just driving my cousin Piper home.
And the one time of the day that Lou takes his dog outside to run around does not count as an excuse for not being on time for the show.
Yeah, I think I purposely wait till like 5:45 to do that.
Yes, I agree. So we got a couple of. I don't know if you guys heard, but do you guys know what net neutrality was? I should say.
Did they kill it?
Yeah, they killed it.
Oof.
I'm not entirely sure if it's actually official. I just know that now the FCC has a proposition on the table to kill it.
Okay, close the door.
Now the current chairman of the FCC is an Obama appointee, which is the biggest problem. And that guy, his name is Tom something FCC.
Tom Bobbert?
Tom Wheeler. FCC chairman is a guy named Tom Wheeler. He's actually a former telecom lobbyist. That's what he did before he was appointed FCC.
Really?
He's a fucking telecom lobbyist, and he worked for Verizon and AT&T, I believe.
No kidding.
Lobbying the government to try to get this kind of shit passed. So what that means now is that because of essentially Obama's appointment in the FCC, that the internet service providers can now charge you based on the websites you visit. So they can throttle your internet based on your traffic, where you go and what you do, which is a huge, huge problem because we all know there's no question that when you give power to a corporation, they're going to abuse it. There's no question there whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. They're a fiduciary. It's to their stockholders. So, I mean,
their
duty
Enron
to be a dick.
Enron did a perfect job of destroying people's lives. And
the problem isn't just that it's. I mean, look, it's a first world problem if we have to pay extra to use our Netflix and play online video games. The problem actually lies in the fact that they can now use this power to prevent you from going to certain websites that are political.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably,
they can prevent you from seeing certain information unless you pay more. That's where it comes. That's where the biggest. I mean, we should have the freedom to watch our fucking shows and shit without having to pay extra. I mean, it's kind of fucking ridiculous. It's not cheap to have the internet. in this country.
So where does net neutrality post the skew along political lines? Like, who's for it, who's against it? Like, is it Democratic or what?
What? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it sounded like you were in a fishbowl.
Are you literally placing your lips up against the phone and you talk?
No, I'm moving. I'm driving.
Oh.
All right.
So what was your question?
As far as net neutrality, where along political lines does it fall? Like Republican, Democrat, who for it?
Well, it's supposed to fall along the lines of a Democratic issue because it's technically considered a liberal issue.
Yeah, somebody appointed by Obama, wouldn't it technically be?
Well, I mean, in 2007, one of Obama's campaign promises was to uphold net neutrality, and he even participated in a Q&A session at a college where he said it was an extremely important issue for the freedom of America and for information, transparency.
Access to information.
Yes, access to information. I mean, the problem is, and I personally voted for Obama, the first time at least, so I don't... I feel kind of particularly upset about the things that happened in this regard because I feel like I feel somewhat personally responsible for them. You know?
Yeah, you fucked up. Basically, you fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up.
So,
motherfucker, and you, I have.
But the issue is that it's neither a Democratic or a Republican issue because it's both. Because neither one of those parties has any interest in making it easier for Americans to have information, period.
True.
They're both completely and utterly controlled by corporations. The corporate money is rampant in politics, and neither party gives a shit about that. They don't care.
Well, you know, it's in their interest, both parties, because, you know, they hold the key to...
I mean, a lot of these companies that have – the only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, honestly, is that it takes less money to buy off the Democrats, and I'm not even joking. These companies they have lobbying budgets and classically – and this is something – I don't have an article that can substantiate this, but I have read this – that a large percentage of these companies, especially the ones that we know of that have lobbying budgets, like GE and, you know, and pretty much any large company that has any involvement in American business, that a lot more of their money tends to go to Republicans because they probably have to buy off more Republicans, but they also have a Democratic lobbying budget, and it's smaller, always.
Pathetic.
So it actually takes less money to buy off the quote-unquote liberal Democrats.
So my question is, and bottom line, porn, man. What about the porn?
Well, I don't see. Yeah. Here's the thing: the porn industry is not only are they an extremely lucrative business that pays a great amount of tax money into the government. So I mean, porn is never going to go away. Like it doesn't. You'll notice that while these fucking Republicans are crowing about, you know, how they don't want, you know, how they want the titty on the Statue of Justice covered up because it's indecent, that none of them are really talking about actually limiting porn sites. Nobody really wants that. Like, there may be a few people here and there, but they're not popular. They're not popular and they don't have a lot of support. Nobody wants to limit access to porn sites. It's just not, it's not good business at all.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God.
It's not to say that they wouldn't, with the net neutrality issue, try to make a play to protect them. If anything, they probably would block free porn just so that you pay more so that they can get more taxes.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't know how the porn industry makes their money. I haven't paid for porn in a long time.
A very long time.
Who
pays for porn?
There are plenty of people that do.
from what I understand, porn stars make a lot less these days.
Do they?
I'm
Christie's
sure they
back.
Do.
Yeah.
They make like $50,000-$60,000 a year. Big fucking deal, man. Imagine?
Christie, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Call drop. Just called you from the home phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's probably because you're driving to either get an abortion or drop one of your thousands of children off.
No. Wasn't my kid this time. Again, cousin Piper.
You borrowed someone else's kid? Don't you have enough of your own?
I didn't borrow her. She loves me and my kids, so therefore she wants to come over, so let her. It's her time to go back home now because I have enough of my kids' problems to have another kid just floating around asking questions.
By the way, that the promo picture that for this show that you did is probably the best one. I like that one the best with your kids screeching in the back, like about to hit each other with a bat and shit. It's fantastic.
Speaking of, I told you about this, you know, a couple days ago. I don't know what transpired, but my oldest son and my youngest daughter decided to get in a fight. So my son vagina punches my daughter. And she was, like, really hurt. And she was crying and stuff. Well, before I could intervene, my middle son says, now she gets to nut slap you. And made him turn around.
Nice.
Made him turn around, and she just full on.
So you okayed this, though. You let your middle child mediate this.
I was
going to
say,
so
your
fight.
Kids are basically policing themselves. Like, you don't even have any involvement there.
Well, I was going to just, like, totally, like, ground him and things, but my son was like, no, wait. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fair. So
no, Mommy, I have an alternate solution. Hold on. Let's just settle this.
I have some street justice here to dole out.
Yes,
right. Right. So I was like, I'm down. Okay. Yeah, that sounds fair. Back it on up, buddy.
So I'm not sure if you should be congratulated for training your kids to the point where they can police themselves, or whether you should be vilified for letting your kids get to the point where they've now had to govern themselves because of the lack of parenting.
No, it's not lack of parenting. I heard like this crying. I come running in the room, and you know, they tell me what went down, and I was like, that's it. And my son was like, wait a minute, Mom, I think she should be able to slap him in the nuts. I said, you know
no,
what?
No, your son was like, no, it's too little, too late. We've already got a punishment structure in place without your input.
Right.
So Mama, get the step in because we already know what we're doing here. It's already worked out. There's been a group vote. We've agreed this is the best option.
Obviously 2-1, but you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, though. Like, did your son, who was going to get punished, agree with the nut slap? Like, I would have rather, you know, I mean.
Well, he felt really bad. He felt really bad. Like, he was almost on the verge of tears.
No, I would have taken the nut. If you were going to take my video games away, I'd rather you slap me in the nuts. That pain will go
away.
You're
young enough.
For an hour.
You're young enough at that age.
Yeah.
Right. And he
like
was,
even now,
you know, he felt,
even now, I'd rather if,
really?
If you told me that my Xbox was going to break, I'd rather you slap me in the nuts.
I mean,
he felt
but
bad. He was upset too. You know, you could see like tears forming in his eyes. Like he felt bad that he hurt his sister. So he was like, okay, it's only fair too. So let's go.
Did you tell
right,
him that
so
because of that
justice.
He'll never be an uncle? Further, like, the torture and, like, the guilt.
I think after, like, the 40th sibling, they're like, we don't want any kids. We got enough problems.
I like how there are political factions in your children.
They're totally pro-choice.
This was probably a conservative victory. Like this was capital punishment, and it was probably
right.
A conservative victory. The liberals, but the liberals are biding their time among your children, and they'll have their day.
Right. I'm just saying. my son, he let it happen. He was like, you know what, it's only fair too. So he let it happen. He was a good sport about it. He did collapse like a sack of potatoes because she slapped the shit out of him.
I can't believe you allowed your child's testicles to be endangered. That's just...
She has little hands, so I didn't think it was
now,
that.
Now, see, I was going to say, now, what if in doling out that punishment, what if she had gone over the line? Like, what if instead of, like, a nut slap, she, like, punched him
and
kicked him in the nuts and
tried to laugh? Would he have gotten to make up the difference in pain level by giving her another box slap?
Right, exactly. Like, what, do you got to, like, kick her in her box or something? Like, what? Like, where
no,
is,
that's
where
it.
Is the...
That's it. That's it. Because, I mean...
So, well, okay, but
by the time
Mickey's question is about, like, what would have happened if you guys agreed to the nut slap and then she hauled off and, like, you know, like, fucking body bagged that shit. You
right.
know,
no.
used it like a speed bag.
No, see, I had to make sure, I had to tell her how, you know, it had to, you know, open
oh,
hand.
So
you explained to her how to hit her brother in the nuts.
Yes, I told her open hand.
That might be the worst part of this story is that you literally trained her how
to
successfully.
Hard enough to prove a point, but not enough to do any permanent damage.
First, I told him he had to assume the stance like a sumo wrestler. And then...
Oh, Jesus.
So you made him dangle? You made him dangle so she could get a better angle at it? Holy crap.
And then I told her just straight up and quick. Just quick, straight up, and that's it.
I hope Social Services doesn't listen to this show.
Seriously.
What? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Frank Bowles, isn't it? Just a guy.
But... Afterwards, I was like, "You okay?" He's like, "I'm fine. I just gotta go pee now." And then that was it. That was the end of that.
I gotta go pee blood.
Right. No, and then they went on the rest of their day. They watched Adventure Time, and there was no more arguments and stuff because kids argue all the time, and you know, whatever. I don't even know what started it, but I don't even know how it evolved to vagina punch, but it did.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he did
no
mean
one ever
to,
does,
like, Christy. Was she sitting down and he meant to hit her in the face and she stood up?
I don't know. He said something about, I don't know. I don't know what started it or what prompted it. They argue all the time. And at this point, it's like, don't even, you know, they argue over stupid shit. So frequently, it's
well, yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah, they're kids and siblings. That's, you know.
Right.
Right, of course.
So when I hear them yelling and arguing at each other, a lot of times it's just like, okay, let it.
Yeah.
So this is the first time that your standard kid argument has ended in a box punch.
Right, right. And you hear the screaming, and then she's on the floor holding her junk, rolling around and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I mean, to be fair, these are your kids we're talking about, and you rock snot boxes, so,
well,
and you're, so your son is just rocking boxes, like he's just rocking straight boxes now.
Right, and you know they do, you know they do take martial arts too, like Taekwondo, so they know, you know what I mean.
So did he shout the proper, you know, Asian move term when he punched her, like whatever the Asian equivalent of box punch
that.
Is. Box punch, box punch.
No, I just heard him say, "Stop it!" And then, you know, and then next thing you know, I hear her
screaming
and crying, and I go running immediately, and I just see her collapsed on the ground, rolling, holding her junk. And I'm like, what happened? You know, freaking out, you know.
So
and
let me ask
gonna,
you a question, though. Do you, is there any chance that this entire scenario was engineered specifically by your daughter just so she could hit your oldest son in the balls?
No, because my middle son was there and he bore witness. So
well, that doesn't mean shit. She could have
planned
this out ahead of time.
The younger siblings always rat out the older sibling.
Right, and you know he had nothing to do with it. He had no dog in the fight, so I had no reason to not believe him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe you know, she knew that she was going to do something to provoke your oldest son into punching her in the beach, and then the end result.
Oh, she's done things. I will agree to that. She's done things that have like driven them to violence, but in this instance,
she is a woman. To be fair, she is a female. Okay.
Right. in this instance, I think
he's learning early.
In this instance, he crossed the line. And,
yeah.
You know, I was going to straight up ground him.
He crossed the, in this instance, he crossed the panty line. The panty line was crossed.
Yes. It just straight up, all up in her underoos. And just, she was like crying tears and rolling around on her junk. And I was just livid. And my son was like, no, I think she should not slap him. I was like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how old is your little, is your youngest son who suggested this? He seems like quite a.
He's nine.
All right, that's reasonable. Okay.
He's nine, and he's actually the most logical, the calmest one out of all three of them. You know what I mean?
I don't know. He must be adopted.
No. No. He gets his moments, too, now, where he's just outright, like, stubborn. Like, when he was three, oh, my God, he straight up told me no and ran away, like, no, mommy.
So I think that means Lou needs to get a couple more dogs so he can have, like, dog passions.
Yeah. One of them is going to punch each other in the nuts.
Louie, are you still with us, Lou? Mr. Silent?
Yeah. No, you lost me with the kids, yeah.
Well, you know what? You lose me all the time with your damn dog.
That's a good name.
I think we lose her during the ass lesbianist dialogue.
And wrestling, you guys.
No, wrestling.
Well,
we lose Louie.
Yeah, we lose Louie during the wrestling thing too. That's really only something I do to try to engage Mick and make him a better part of the show, but it never works.
He just fails. Oh well.
How about that Hulk Hogan? All right.
I would do that to Louie too, but Louie has zero interests. Like at all.
Sure,
there's nothing.
On Wednesday we can talk about Donald Sterling once he gets permanently suspended by the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how that dude could say those things, considering that, like, his entire business is predicated on the actions of black men.
It's incredible. It's so black, you know, centric. I don't know how you can make a buck off of them, but you're going to talk shit all the way.
No. Oh, don't bring black guys to my. Well, I mean, if you really pay attention to what this the person he was talking to was supposedly his girlfriend, and he said to her that he was like, you know, you can sleep with them, you can do stuff, just don't bring him to my games.
That's a true insult to the man's.
Fuck him. Oh well.
So Louie, I think we're gonna do a Blaxplanation today with Christy. I think we're gonna try to get her to Blaxplain. I'm sorry, Christy. I apologize.
Yeah, please clarify.
To Blaxplain Tyler Perry, if you could. Please Blaxplain Tyler Perry.
Oh God. Please.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, Tyler Perry.
I'm all ears on this one because I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Black people love when a guy gets in a dress and pretends to be a woman. There's been more than one instance in our community.
Nipsey Russell was very popular back in the 70s, so I guess that's
right.
True.
Right. Okay. So,
who was that? Nikki Russell.
Nipsey Russell.
Geraldine and all that, you know.
Geraldine.
We like it.
Geraldine.
We like it, you know. And not to mention,
you
know.
But see, the black people only like it when they think it's a straight person doing it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's another thing, okay? And I'm going to get around to that, okay?
All right. I'm sorry.
Oprah openly endorsed Tyler Perry before he got really big. So when Oprah says something's good, black people listen. Not to mention before he got really popular when he was all homeless and stuff, he was writing those church plays. You know how, like, those black church plays, Jesus, Lord Jesus, give me a man. Or this hoe got to go to church. You know, crazy, you know, rousing musical.
They have plays in church?
Oh, my goodness. You don't know about a black play? It's always about Jesus.
In the middle of the mass?
Yes, black church plays. Always about Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
I would hope so.
Parables.
And, you know, Medea was a character. Medea was a reoccurring character in the black musical plays, right? So they went ahead and just, like, start making, instead of being a side character in this inspirational black play, they start making it a main character. And from those plays, he made movies. And from those movies, you know.
He made a billion.
Right. So before mainstream America knew about Medea, black America knew about Medea.
Hold on a second. Before you continue, this is going to come off as racist, and it might very well be racist. But what the fuck is wrong with black people? What is wrong with y'all?
It's like the lowest common denominator bullshit.
This is the worst thing I've ever... Like plays during mass... Like, what the... Like, can't you guys just get happy about God and go on your... Like, you have to bring the arts into it, too? What do the arts ever do to deserve that?
Not only do we have plays, but they're gospel plays. So not only is the music...
What is wrong
with
y'all?
It's
gospel. Have a fucking barbecue after church and just... Have a good old time. Now, you got to put on fucking plays, too?
Yeah.
What is like a reverend or the pastor doing during these plays?
It's nothing sacred.
He's a character in the play. Are you kidding
me?
He's a character. Pastor?
He's an actor in the play.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You got the ushers. They're characters in the play, too. You got, you know, the... I was in one.
Let me ask you. It goes for Hispanics, too, because it was true when I was part of that. I can't remember what the answer is, but why do black people and Hispanics spend so much time in church on Sunday?
I can answer that. That goes
like
back
Louis's mom used to go to a 12-hour church.
He's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You
black
prepare
church,
the food
church can go very long, too.
Sunday school, and then there's recess in the street like it was fucking school. Back to the sermon, and I get the play, three-act play.
And then the marching band, and then the step show, and then the pageant
show. No, for
real.
Big fucking production every Sunday.
Then there's like the night. There's like the nighttime church closing party where there's like speakers on the streets and shit. Like, what the fuck do you guys do? Why?
Time-consuming.
Why do you want to spend that much time around people?
You know, the most religious people are the most porous because it teaches you to put your faith and all that for a better station in life. That God favors the meek. That God will reward you.
Are you saying though that by these really long church ceremonies, they're kind of learning to rely on each other?
Yeah.
So in effect, you're saying that the church is a communist organization.
Well, it's supposed to inspire community and faith amongst people that are like-minded.
I think it might have the opposite effect, though. I think that there's so much black-on-black crime because they're just sick of each other.
We're tired of being asked to see you on Wednesday. I see you at choir practice. I see you
all
on
week
Sunday.
They're worrying each other.
I see your ass more than I see my wife. I'm tired of seeing you.
Maybe all black on black crime stems from church. Maybe they're just so tired of each other.
Sister Jackson said that the macaroni and cheese was a little dry. That bitch is going down. I'm tired of her talking shit about my macaroni and cheese. Where she at? I'm going to cap her, and then I'm going to pray about it.
We've solved the black community's problem right here on the show. We've solved the problem. If we can only figure out how church relates to rims in the ghetto, then we'd have figured everything out.
Here's the thing. The prophecy of prophets, too, because, you know, if you give the church your money, you're going to get them rims. You're going to get the bail money for your son. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get
things in life. That literally works 0.01% of the time.
They still preach it, though. They still preach it.
Is that how you have guys like Creflo Dollar?
Yep. Yes. Exactly how we do. I mean, white people aren't exempt either, you know, the TVN network and all that.
Hell no.
No, not at all.
Hell no. What, see, that's just the thing. Like, you have your black megastar preacher guys. You have them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're nowhere, like, the richest ones in the world are the white guys. Those guys are the ones with the fucking 18,000 acre estates and shit like that. Those are the guys.
Exactly.
White people. I mean, black people are suckers too, but I think white people are super suckers.
Yeah. Wow.
It's usually the poor, stupid, and uneducated that fall for it, you know. And it's just. And if you think about it, that's the same to be said about Tyler Perry's audience, because it's not only black people. You know what I mean? That's going.
Is that why he puts out like 7 movies a year?
Yes.
Is that it?
I mean, it's the poor, the uneducated, the you know, basically the community that is less focused socially and economically are the ones that are falling for it. You know what I mean? The poorest among us.
You know what, Louis? There's our business idea. Right? I don't know why we didn't think of this earlier. We should have become a church kid.
Yeah, I know. People definitely did that when I was growing up. I could tell you that. Half these ministers were making a buck off of this thing.
Well, I got to tell you, man, like we live, I don't know about where you live now, but Mickey and I live in a city where there's probably about over 700 churches in the city.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not even kidding, man. We actually charted this shit at my last job.
When you come off the highway, and turn down the street that you take to get to my place, there are exactly 7 churches on this street. 7.
Incredible.
Is that a block? Is that one block, or is it the street?
It's the street.
If one guy was smart, he would consolidate, you know what I mean, buy people out.
Matter of fact,
when you come off of Highway 21 and turn on my street, you start absorbing all the other smaller churches. That's how you become a mega church.
That's exactly how you do it. And then you put it on the biggest, cheapest plot of land, which is usually in a poor area, and then boom. They'll come to you. You don't even have to advertise.
Louis and I went to a church that was based out of a room. It was based out of I think a stage room in the New York College for Performing Arts or something.
The New York Film Academy. Yeah.
Film Academy, that's right.
We got duped into that, didn't we?
Yeah, we kind of got. Well, you like to tell yourself that because you nearly had a fucking panic attack.
People were praying, hands in the air, swaying. I don't know if it was the whiteness of it all or the Christianity of it all, but
I think it was the devil inside of you. I think is what it was.
There's that third option. I felt literally sick. I felt nauseous. I had to get out.
Did I blaxplain Tyler Perry enough? Oh,
no.
I don't think there's ever going to be enough
blaxplaining for Tyler Perry. Yeah,
okay, I didn't get to the gay part. Okay. He builds himself as a straight man, right? But
he's gay, isn't he? He's got to be.
He's got to be gay.
Okay, so basically, he builds himself as a straight guy. You know, nobody really questions his sexuality.
No, because he's a Christian, and he builds himself as a Christian, so they wouldn't think
right,
that
he's... Right, and all his plays... You know what I'm saying? All his plays were Christian plays. Medea was a minor character in these Christian plays and then evolved into a major character in these Christian plays. And, you know, Meet the Browns, a lot of the family, you know, Meet the Browns, the Browns were the family in those Christian plays. Like, the guy who plays the uncle on the show was in those Christian plays. They haven't changed that character. He still plays that character, even in the movies. So, basically... black people are not the most homo-friendly. You know, they're very hostile.
We've discussed that quite a few times on the show.
They're very hostile, even though a large portion of the gay community has some minority black people in it, but whatever.
Well, that's also why you have the down low. That's where the down low comes from.
Right. So in order for him to be palatable...
You guys later.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, until Tyler Perry comes out of the closet, which he'll never do because he'll lose millions and bajillions of money because he's a multi-gajillionaire.
Yeah.
And black people in general will probably stop watching his stuff if they knew he was gay. So that
will
never
happen. This is probably going to be one of the worst things I've ever said, but I just feel like there's a certain quality to the face that happens when there's been a bunch of dicks in it. Like, there's a certain aura that the face gives off. When
I know you're talking about, even in women, like, she's got some DSL right there.
Like, in Thailand, but no, I'm not even talking about, like, the actual
big
features. It's something about the movement of the face and something that just, like, a lot of cock in the face does something to the way your mouth moves, I think.
Or at least a lot of slapping of dick on your face.
But
yeah.
I have a question, though. What is gayer, black churches doing Christian plays or white churches molesting their children?
Ooh, I think it's worse with the molestation. I'm going to say that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's true. It's probably worse, but maybe not as gay.
Not as well.
Yeah, I know.
It's
what
still
you mean,
very right. Gay, but it's child molestation gay.
Yeah, it's worse, but yeah, I understand.
It crossed the line. You know, if it's adults, then it's kind of like, all right, that's good. You know, we can swallow it, for lack of a better term.
Are we as a group on the show officially coming out against child molestation? I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
To the audience.
Yeah.
To the audience.
Yeah,
the audience of people that Nick has likely brought to the show.
Yeah, I'm against it. We're against it.
I'm against it. And we're talking about kids, right?
As
like,
in
not
the
like
butt
sports,
of a
not like,
young
not like
boy.
Teenagers.
Oh, teenagers.
No, teenagers are still fair game, I think. I think we agree to that. Teenagers are still fair game.
Right. You've got to move to New Jersey. We're 16, that's all.
Nick, until you get caught and we condemn you, I guess we're okay with the teenager thing.
So hopefully I black-splained them enough. You know, it's
no,
it's
I don't.
A,
I, you know what? Honestly, I think Tyler Perry was just. I think it's too much even for you to black-splain. I still don't get it. I don't get Tyler.
No,
it's
just
it's
there's a certain
aspect.
Measure of cheesiness.
I think it's just one of life's mysteries that we'll never understand.
It's the religious aspect, and most it's just worldwide. The most people who follow religion and Christianity and stuff are the poorest among us.
So from what I'm hearing from you, and let me just see if I can sum this up.
And they connect with his personal story. Because he was homeless at one point in time. He was a hobo at one point in time.
So was I, though. Like, I, you
and
know what?
So was
I. That's, I need to, that's got to be my fucking personal story. I got to use that shit. I can't wait to get famous. I have such a great personal story.
Yeah,
I really got this planned out. Yeah. I was homeless. I didn't suck any dick. Well, for a place to live, anyway.
Sorry, it's like the third time I almost caught a ball.
Mick, you've caught so many balls in your life. I don't think we need to hear about the possibility of another one.
Mick,
I know,
winning.
I set myself up for that one.
Winning.
So Tyler, the reason Tyler Perry is who he is, the reason everybody knows who Tyler Perry is because he's religious and he's a cross-dresser.
And
that's
Oprah
right.
promoted him big time. But black people knew about Tyler Perry before he became
so the
popular.
Three factors that contributed to Tyler Perry are Oprah, cross-dressing, and Christianity.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
Honestly,
he's so cheesy that the mainstream white stream.
Yes.
Ooh, white stream.
Yes, white stream.
They
you
could,
said it right.
You know, they could, you know, they feed off that bullshit.
Right, exactly. So you are correct. Christianity.
What I don't understand about Black America, and this is something I don't understand about a lot of groups in general, is Black America loves to throw their money at fucking bullshit. Like you guys are new to the whole money thing. Like you guys are fairly new to the money game, unlike white people, which is
right. We don't know that.
But, like, now that you've got it, you're just like, yeah, like, please take it from us. Like, we don't want it.
Oh, we've been doing that for years, though. You know what I mean?
Diamonds. Here, Arabs. Have our diamonds, Arabs. Have our money for diamonds, Arabs. Here, take our money for diamonds. Here, Tyler Perry. Take our money for shitty movies that are not going to do anything except give us something to talk about in the fucking barbershops that we go to after our 12-hour church sessions. And here, rim manufacturers. Here, take our money.
Right. You forgot Jordans.
Oh, yeah. Oh.